Our Place, episode 550.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi all, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How you all doing? I'm all right, I think. Was when I last looked. What about you, Ange?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
There just seems to have been stuff stopping us doing it on a Saturday for all kinds of various bits and pieces. And I can't remember what happened the previous week, but last week I know what happened.
So. Didn't we do it the previous week?
It's 3 weeks now. I'm sure it's three.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was two.
We missed. No, we should have done it last week.
Yeah, I know we missed last week, but I thought we did it the week before.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Why? No, because we'd have told them about the cinema. We hadn't done that.
Oh, right. Okay, you could be right.
I don't know why we didn't. I think... I can't remember the reason.
No. But
I can't remember what happened.
We've been away for a while, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing of note I can remember from that week. We went to the cinema.
And the first time we ever tried audio description, wasn't it? On the Wednesday night we
went. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's the only notable event of that week that I can remember.
Yeah.
We went to the cinema and 4DX, and we went to see Dumbo, which is the new version of Dumbo. It's not the old version. And it was all right. You know, the film was okay. Yeah. We had 4DX, which is where your seats move up and down and back and forth, and you get spray with water and wind and little bits of air and things like that.
All good fun.
All good fun. And we had that. And so... But this time we had audio description. And the audio description was definitely hit and miss, wasn't it, Ange?
Yeah, you had to really be careful where you put your head.
Yeah, if you leaned back on the seat...
You didn't get any...
Which you do sometimes because your seat moves.
Well, it's more comfortable to lean back
and
anyway.
Yeah, you lost the signal. So where we were, that it was like a... Well, I don't think it was infrared. It was like radio, isn't it? It was like...
Well, I think it is infrared, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, because it sounded to me like RF. Because if you lean back, it went...
Yeah, it did, actually.
Didn't
yeah.
it? So it sounded like RF to me. So it sounded like, you know, just radio frequencies. But the signal wasn't strong enough to go, you know, around the cinema.
No.
Unfortunately. So that was... a bit of a shame, and I don't know whether I'd have audio description again, because it did spoil it a bit for me. Two reasons why. One, the headphones clamped right over your head, and they cut out noise, and so your film, that you didn't get the film soundtrack. Well, I didn't.
Well, I found I could get the soundtrack, but not the audio description.
Yeah, so you had the choice.
But I could hear it well enough once I got used to it, with the audio description once I got used to it.
Even if you got the soundtrack, it was in mono, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, that wasn't much good.
So they weren't... it wasn't a stereo transmitter for the headphones.
Unlike you, I would go for audio description again.
Mm.
But I'm hoping they'll improve, because I couldn't sit back at all. And I could, every time the seat moved, I lost it.
Yeah.
But it did help, because there were some bits really you needed
But for me, it spoiled it too much, really spoiled the experience. It's a shame to say that, but it's probably an individual cinema thing, I hope, anyway. But it was the first film I'd been to for audio description in a cinema. And give me Netflix any day.
Well, that's at home.
Yeah, I know it
is.
You
don't need headphones at home.
That's right.
Sharing with other people.
That's right. That's right.
Some way of doing it then. That might be tricky.
But you know, you have got a bit more adjustment, and it's not so good as I thought it might be. But anyway, it's a bit of probably a cost cutting thing. You know, probably cheap wireless headphones and all kinds of things like that. You know. You wouldn't expect Sennheisers in there, would you?
No.
Or anything like that.
No.
But anyway, yeah, that was an interesting experience. The film was good.
It was.
The 4DX was really good, moving about and all that.
We had a hot dog, that was good.
And we went with my sister and my dad. And Sophie, didn't we?
Sophie, that's right.
My niece. Indeed. So that was all nice. We had that.
Yeah.
That was it really for that week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot as gone on, to be quite honest.
It hasn't.
It's just been normal work. Well, we've been busy.
Yeah.
Work's been busy, really, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yeah. And Debbie's been settling in.
She has, yes.
Debbie's doing really well.
She's doing very well.
Yeah. And I can't wait for all you customers to meet her, because she's great. She's very approachable, very amenable, and I think she will be to the customers as well, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
Nice person to have around. Mm. We're sorry, you know, that Emma had to go. It's unfortunate as well, but I think Debbie's stepping into her shoes nicely. Wouldn't you say, Ange?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, in working terms.
Yep.
But I've still heard from Emma. I've spoke to Emma a couple of times on the phone. And, of course, we're still friends. And I hope we'll still keep in touch. And so, you know, it's all good. And as I say, Debbie's learning the job quickly. And she's really had to get to grips with QuickBooks and all that this week, hasn't she, Angie, yeah. And things like that.
She seems to be well up for learning, though.
Yes,
yes. She seems to be like wanting to do that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, she absorbs everything. She's like a bit like a sponge, really. It's good. It's good for us, you know.
And she prefers, although she's got to get used to, because she's quite tired, because it's a long, long shift. Like it from, she used to have to say, go out to work for a little while, come home for a couple of hours, and go again. And she says she's preferring this, isn't she?
Yeah, because she knows what hours she's got.
Once you're home, you're home. Yeah. Basically, is you've done it.
Yeah.
So she's got to get used to like the 8 hours.
Yeah.
Being at working, if you like.
Yeah.
Well, she has a lunch break, but of course, we all do. But, you know, she's got to get used to the fact that, you know, but she prefers that. She said her family have noticed, her mum's noticed how more relaxed she is.
Yeah.
So
that's
worth
good.
It,
it's nice. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So that week, that was it, really. We'd just been doing work.
Mm.
And then last week, on the Saturday, my Auntie Maureen came. And we had our usual pie and mash, which she usually brings.
We didn't do a podcast.
Which is why we didn't do it. The other thing we've had this week is the smart meter fitted. We've had smart gas and electricity meters fitted. I didn't want them until they were SMETS 2, as they call them, which is the second generation meters. And they are, apparently they're Siemens meters, I believe. So we've had them fitted. They haven't really talked to the Bulb app yet. Bulb is our energy provider. The Bulb app is really accessible. I recommend it. If anyone wants an energy company that's got an accessible app, then Bulb is definitely one of them. That's really accessible. Haven't tried the iOS version yet, but I've got it on Android. We will, won't we, Ange? Try the iOS version.
Yeah.
And so we'll know. but it seems to be really accessible. It's a fairly simple app. Tabs, you know, you got home and... readings and payments and so on, and you just press the tabs at the bottom, I believe it's of the screen, you know the type I mean, don't you?
Yeah,
so a fairly simple app, but effective. I like that. But the meters haven't yet started this, you know, unless it needs someone at Bulb to update the account, which I wouldn't have thought it would need, but seems a bit odd.
We don't know if it's working properly or not. We won't know anyway.
We won't know until Debbie comes in on Tuesday. We'll get her to see the display and see what it says.
If it's working, if it looks like it's doing anything. Yeah.
I better get her to look at it in case I have to ring Bulb.
Yeah, in case there's a problem with it.
Yeah.
Because the trouble is, it's a touch screen. We moved it a bit on where he put it a little bit. It's stuck on a microwave at the minute. I'm not sure that's...
It's not a great place, right? No.
But it's the only place... It's out of the way there.
Yeah.
And it has to be plugged in. So
yeah.
The actual display that you can look at yourself.
Yeah.
To be honest, you probably don't even need it.
No.
I doubt you need it.
Oh, you do need it for it to talk to the...
No, but I doubt you, because the meters talk to Bulb directly, don't they?
They do, but you can't unplug it, because I think it's the link between the meters.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's what he said. He said the gas and the electric talk to the in-house display, and then it's all sent to Bulb. So I doubt you don't need it. I wouldn't go that far.
be nice to think. Well, I mean,
no. If you didn't need it, they wouldn't give you one, would they?
I thought they were just for the people to look what.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's just that. No, I'm not going to try it anyway.
No.
I'm not going to try and unplug it and just leave it unplugged. Because you could do more harm. You probably end up not sending readings. It's all very interesting. We're very new to smart meters, so we got those, gas and electric. I am going to contact the water board and get the water one done as well, because I think we be cheaper for that too.
Yeah.
So we have to see on Tuesday if the smart meters are actually working.
Yeah.
You said they flashed, didn't you, in the cupboard?
Yeah, they're running. You can see it flashing in the cupboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means. Whether that's a good or bad thing.
No, don't know. Don't know. But fortunately, Debbie's got smart meters already, so she knows about these in-house displays. So we'll get her to have a look at them on Tuesday, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all is pretty quiet here on the Western Front, other than business.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was nice, though. We did a totally different routine, wasn't it? Because we didn't work.
Yeah, we had
lovely.
We had a day off, and just did our own thing in the afternoon, didn't we?
This is a Good Friday. It's always my day. Well, last year and this year, for updating my Mac to the latest operating system.
And update mine as well, and they were very fast.
By this point of the year, you know if people are having trouble with it well before, and I haven't heard any glaring problems with this one.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So that's about the week, isn't it?
Well, yeah, really. There isn't, as I say, it's...
And today will be more of the same, really, as yesterday.
Can't talk about this weekend until it's happened, can we?
No.
I'm not expecting much to happen, really.
No, not really.
Next time you might be able to talk about your new earbuds you're buying, your new Bluetooth wireless headphone things.
Yes, and of course, if they're good, and I recommend them, I'll put a link in the show notes. And of course, the link will have my reference link. So if you buy it through the link on the show notes, you'll give us a little kickback, which is nice, because we still have the Amazon, affiliate program going, Ange. So,
the other thing you can talk about is a little problem occurred with your Pixel Buds, which is why you want another pair of earbuds at the moment.
Yes. Now, and you have to bear in mind that I'm on Android Q beta on my phone. So this could be another factor. But at the moment, the Pixel Buds are behaving really weirdly when you use the keyboard with TalkBack. So when you use I'm getting the mobile phone sort of noise coming in my right earbud for some reason.
Have you got a phone in your pocket?
I have, yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's probably it.
Your right hand pocket?
Yeah, left hand pocket.
So why is it coming in your right earbud?
Well, it's the interference is coming in my right channel for some reason. Oh. Hope it didn't come out in the recording. If it did, I apologise.
It might do. I've heard lots of them on the radio.
So, yeah, what was I talking about? Yeah, my Pixel Buds. What seems to be happening is they're working absolutely fine with TalkBack until you bring up the keyboard. And then you run your fingers over the keys and none of the numbers are read. You just get a tiny little crackle and just on the odd occasion, a letter is read as you're moving your finger around the keyboard. So, you might put your finger where you guess the S is and it will just go instead of D, if you miss the S. And of course, you don't know until you lift your finger off what the key is. But when you lift your finger off, it reads the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really strange.
Now
I've tried this even on Q with my Aftershocks headphones and it doesn't happen.
No.
Looking at reviews, people are saying that the connectivity side of the Pixel Buds isn't that great. So if you reset them or anything like that, it's hard to get them connected. Sometimes it's hard for the dialogue to come up on your phone. And so I didn't want to try it with my Pixel 1, and just to say, in case I messed it up for the Pixel 3.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So, anyway, because of that, I decided my good friend Anne-Marie, she told me about a cheap pair of Bluetooth earbuds that she's bought, which cost something in the order of 36 quid, $35.99. And they're a company called Tao Electronics, I think. TAO Electronics, and I've never heard of them, but they're in a case just like the Pixel and just like the Apple AirPods as well, and the case charges, well, according to them, up to 6 times. You get 40 hours of charge, so you get 6 uses out of the headphones of 5 hours each before you have to charge the case again. So we're fascinated how you get all this goodness.
I'd have thought you'd get 8 charges, but
you are right, my maths is going bananas. You must get 8 charges.
Unless you, the review. I mean, these are probably estimates. These are the best case.
Yeah. They're saying that you get 5 hours out of the headphones and you get 40 hours continuous if you use the case before you have to charge it again. They say the sound is very good. The people that review it say the sound is good. And so on. So I ordered a pair just out of interest because I thought if my Pixel Buds are going to give me this problem, then I could have a decent pair of stereo headphones for when I'm out travelling, because I don't want to be able to not use my keyboard.
Of course, we don't know how well these work with TalkBack. We will find out soon.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I can disconnect my earbuds, my Pixel Buds, just by triple tapping the right earbud.
Yeah.
And then use them through the speaker. But that, you know, that's not ideal always.
Well,
it
isn't if you're in bed and you're... So you do.
No, because everyone... Because you'd hear it.
Because I didn't know you'd do that this morning, so you guessed what you were typing.
I did, and I typed very slowly.
Oh, right.
And it really held me back.
It would.
You know. So...
It isn't always
ideal. Obviously, I need to report this to the TalkBack team, the Google team, the Pixel Buds team, and Android Q Feedback.
Is there a Pixel Buds team?
Yes.
Oh,
there
okay.
is. Yes.
All right.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Well, it might be worth it because they actually might know about it already. And they might say, oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I believe there is a Pixel Buds team. So we might be able to see what we're doing here.
That's the thing. Google have lots of teams.
Teams,
for
yes.
everything, don't they?
Yes.
Seems so. It's a good thing, I guess, in one way the team focuses on the product, but it's a harder thing for us. And you might have to the TalkBack team
the Pixel Buds team and the Android Q feedback team just so I can you know, multi-prong attack, as it were.
I sorted your weekend out.
and I honestly don't know whether it's Q or whether, you know, I can't blame it on Q necessarily.
No, because we don't know.
But Q did make changes in the Bluetooth stack, so it could be.
It could be.
You know.
I wonder if the trouble is you'll have the problem again if you reset your Pixel.
The fortunate thing is that the Pixel's firmware can be updated. The Pixel Buds firmware can be updated.
Yeah.
So they might be able to compensate for that. If not, you'll probably see a Pixel Buds 2 coming out. And then that will be just thrown out of the water, as it were, in that respect.
Well, my theory is they're going to tell you to do just what you don't want to do, and that's reset your Pixel Buds.
Yeah.
Because you have done that once before for some reason. I can't remember. Oh, to work on the Pixel 3.
Yeah.
And it took you a while, but you did get it connected.
Yeah, it's a pain
in
the neck.
My theory is that is the answer first.
They expect you to wait until the dialogue comes up in your notifications.
Yes.
And then you click on it and it goes set up your Pixel Buds.
Yes.
And that doesn't always come up. So and it uses NFC, so you have to be very close to the case.
Yep.
Or you know, and all that lot. So we'll see what happens. And also it may be the TTS as well. I'll try it with Eloquence.
Yeah, try it with Eloquence.
You know.
But although I hate such an idea, I would probably try resetting it first.
Yeah.
I know it's a horrible thought.
Oh, yeah. I might do. Might have to do that.
I know it's a nasty thought. Wait till you get your... Mind you, you've got your aftershocks. You're not without...
No. And I'm getting these tonight, these...
And you've got earbuds of...
Interesting.
These, what you're wearing now, which are wired, but you have got plenty of...
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of ways of doing it.
If you need to listen in bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can listen with the Pixel Buds in bed. That's not a problem. If I'm playing podcasts, that's absolutely no problem. If I'm reading a Kindle book, that's no problem. Right. It's only if I want to ever type anything, you know.
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
But
once you're wearing now, you could type. Cause Bluetooth. They wouldn't affect you, would they?
That's right. So, that's our week, isn't it, Ange?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Are we going on to our little demo here?
We'd better do.
Right, okay. Now then, let's see if I can do this. Right, there's me power button, I believe. So I press that. There we go, it's just vibrated. So, what I've got is the All Singing, All Dancing new In Your Pocket device. Now, it used to be the RNIB In Your Pocket, and Dennis Huckle, one of our podcast listeners, very kindly demonstrated it in its old days. There you are, it's coming on. in its old days as just a entertainment device. Now it's become a phone. So I just thought I'd talk to you a little bit about the... Oh, of course, we're getting more phone interference now.
A little
because
bit,
it's turning on.
Yeah.
So bear in mind... sorry about if we get... There we go. Sorry if we get the crackles and things like that. That's a... It's a Samsung phone, you see.
Why did it do that?
Because it's probably got a text or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It still makes the same noises, see? So I'm just waiting for it to speak. And we are getting little crackles.
Welcome to In Your Pocket. Click a button at the bottom of the front screen, wait for the tone, and say, user guide for usage information.
Now, I wanted to show you that because that's pretty good. I'm sorry about the crackles. As I say, it's the In Your Pocket device because it's so close to my recorder. In fact, if you hold the recorder, Ange, if we can... I'll be a bit further away on the left, but... that does improve it a bit.
Yeah, well,
so that's good.
I can bring it... Will that work?
That works.
I don't want to take it too far away.
I'll be a bit left wards. So the In Your Pocket device, we know mostly what it can do. In terms, we had the demo from Dennis. We know it can read talking books. It can read newspapers. It's got access to RNIB newsagent. It's now got access to Calibre. It's now got access to Torch Trust. So it's got access to quite a few libraries of things. Oh, and LibriVox, I believe, and things like that. So, for example, let's have a quick look and see if we can find out what libraries it's got access to. Read a book.
I have books from 6 sources. 1. Recent books. 2. RNIB Library. 3. Calibre. 4. Project Gutenberg. 5. LibriVox. 6. Torch Trust. Please select.
Stop.
Okay, stopped.
So I don't want to select at the moment because we know much about reading books and things like that. So I wasn't really going to demonstrate the library side of it too much. But it's got a good selection there, isn't it, Andrew? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah, I think so.
It's yeah. Got a good selection of books. So and also we can read. It's got about 150 different newspapers, which is not too bad, is it?
Nope.
So we can read The Guardian, we can read The Mail, we can read The Telegraph, we can read various papers from various counties, you know, Coventry, Evening News is on there, I think Birmingham is one. If they're on there, you can certainly read them. This is what gives the In Your Pocket device its value, because you do get access to the RNIB newsagent as part of the either monthly or bought out contract, which is with O2. I want to talk a little bit about that too, because although it's with O2, it is unlocked, so it will work with any SIM. But of course, if you buy it, you do get the SIM, you get the O2 SIM whether you want it or not, so you may as well use it, certainly for your talking books and things like that. Unless you want to use it as your main phone and you already have a number, then you can flip the SIMs. And I want to show you some things about the phone functions of it. So first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find my contact. I think I've got a contact in here called Steve, and I'm going to delete it, and then I'm going to show you how to add a contact. So it's very easy to do, and I'll put my office phone number in there. So here we go. This is how easy it is to add a contact using only your voice. And this is the only phone I know where it's so easy to add a contact using your voice. So all you do is press one button, wait for the beep, and then speak. What you need to understand is you can't do continuous conversations within your pocket. So every time you answer, you have to press the button. And so I'm pressing the button and you'll hear it beep. Okay, so this is a different thing between like Google Assistant and Amazon Echo. Normally you can continue a conversation to the end, you know what I mean, don't you, Ange?
Yes.
With this you can't. You have to press a button before you speak again. So it's never listening without your knowing it's listening, if you know what I mean. It will only listen when you press a button. So let's press a button and say, find contact Steve.
One contact matching Steve. Steve, say yes to selected.
Yes.
Contact, name.
Steve.
Number.
0795-6334-938.
You can call, text, change name or number, delete, or say finish to continue.
So, if I wanted to delete, I could say delete. But what I'll do is I'll say change number instead and put my office number in there. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll say change number.
Say the new number or the word keyboard for editing it with a touch keyboard.
01438-742-286.
Contact, name.
Steve.
Number.
01438-74-2086.
Now, I don't like the way it read it,
cool. Text,
but it's in there correctly. Because it said 74 to 2, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the contact is in there. I can say finish to be done. So I can say finish.
Sure. One contact matching Steve. Steve, say yes to select it.
There you are. And now I can either select it or I can carry on my way. Now I want to show you how to send a text with it. And what I'll probably do is I'll probably send a text. I'll send a text to my own mobile because it's a business mobile, so it doesn't matter if people know the number. So what I'll do is I'll send a text to me, but I'll do it by saying the number instead of my name. So I haven't got my mobile number in there. Send a text.
What should the text message say?
It's a lovely day today, full stop.
Please add a recipient for it a lovely day today.
07956-334-938.
I got 07956-334-938, and I'm not sure what that means right now. Please add a recipient for it a lovely day today.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, we found a bug. Well, I consider it a shortcoming. Cancel.
Text cancelled.
Okay.
You are selecting contact. Steve, say yes.
Let's try this then. Let's try. Send a text to 07956-334-938.
Your text message to 07956 says 3349.38. Would you like to send it?
No. So
text cancelled.
So basically,
you are selecting contact. Say continue to continue.
So basically, it would appear that it's quite hard to send a text to a number that isn't in your contacts. I may be wrong about that, because it seemed to take part of my phone number as, you know, we're gonna put this in the text, or maybe it's because I paused. Let's try this. Send a text to 07956-334-938.
Your text message to 07956 says 3349.38. Would you like to send it?
No. So,
text cancelled.
That's very interesting. So, it's best to have.
Continue to continue.
It's best to have the number in there. So, if I put find contact Steve.
One contact matching Steve. Steve, say yes to select it.
Yes.
Contact name.
Steve.
Number.
01438.
Change number.
Say the new number or the word keyboard. Fred.
07956-334-938.
Contact name.
Steve.
Number.
07956-334-938.
You can.
Change number.
Say the new number or the word.
07956-334-938.
Contact name.
Steve.
Number
07956334 98.
You're not getting the three. Text. That's this is very interesting. You know me, I always like to show things warts and all, don't I, Ange?
So. But that's never been bad like that before.
It hasn't, no.
So what's different today?
Sorry.
07956334938.
I heard 07956334938 and cannot process.
Yeah, so she heard that correctly that time. So,
Steve.
If I change number.
Say the new number or...
07956334938.
Contact. Name.
Steve.
Number.
07956334938.
That's got
you
it.
You can call, text, change name.
That's it,
or
we've
number.
Got it.
Delete or say finish to continue.
Text.
What should the text message say?
It is a lovely day today, full stop.
Your text message to 07956334938 says it is a lovely day today. Would you like to send it?
Yes.
Message sent. Contact, name.
Steve.
Number. There you go. It's arrived.
07956334938.
There we go.
You can call,
so
text, change.
I now have the message on my mobile phone.
Say finish to
so,
continue.
What I wanted to point out, the reason I did this, I didn't set up a demo, which is a good thing in a way, because if I'd recorded one, I'd have probably edited it until it got it right. So I'm glad I did it this way, really, Ange, because it just shows you how you can't rely solely on voice, doesn't it? You know how difficult it can be.
It can be, but this is the only time I've heard it do that. Well, all the times you demonstrated it before when you first got it and
it's obviously a bug, and I think I need to talk to In Your Pocket about it.
But obviously it doesn't look like you can send, if anybody's got one of these devices, you might be able to tell us, send a text without the person's name. You know, sometimes we have to send text, don't we, to people?
To people, yeah.
And we don't want to put that.
We don't want them in the contacts.
We don't want them as a contact,
no. So we need to find out if that does it or not. So that is the phone functionality. It's very basic, but it's the phone functionality of the In Your Pocket. You can text and you can call people like that, but you can't, you know, there's no email or anything like that. Now, so if you want to read a text, you can say, read my texts.
Sorry,
no,
Steve.
I got that
I
wrong.
I don't have a news...
Read my messages.
You have two messages. One text out.
It is a lovely day today.
22 days ago. To 07956334938. 2. From the In Your Pocket team on the 27th of February, customer portal, say one or two or words from the presented options to make your select.
1.
Text out. It is a lovely day to date.
Delete.
Message deleted. From the In Your Pocket team on the 27th of February, customer.
Stop. I ought to explain what's going on here. I kept this message deliberately because this is a message from the In Your Pocket team. When they do an update, they send you a text message to the phone which tells you the changes in the update, which is quite good. So I'm going to ask it to continue now and you'll see what I mean. This one is a message about the customer portal. They've added a customer portal so that somebody else can log in for you and add contacts and things like that. So this is quite good too. Continue.
Right. Next, delete, list, or read.
Read.
From the In Your Pocket team on the 27th of February, customer portal. Real Sam has released a new capability for In Your Pocket in the last couple of days. A web-based customer portal that allows users, their friends, family or carers to manage their phone contacts and import them in bulk if desired. This makes life easier if you have lots of contacts to deal with or want someone else to be putting contacts into your device. The portal can be found at portal.inyourpocket.net. There are currently three areas of the customer portal. They are Help, User Settings, and Contact Management. The Help area has information on how to use the portal. The User Settings area allows you to alter visibility of the website by changing the font size and/or the theme. You can also change your password for the portal. Under Contact Management, you can add, change, or delete contacts. At this stage, the only contact details that are stored are a name and a number. If you prefix a contact name with the word assistance, for example, Assistance Susan, then when you press the assistance button three times, these contacts will receive a text message including your location information, and the first one will be connected in a phone call. You can have up to three contacts flagged with the word assistance. You can also import contacts in bulk with a portal supporting Google Contacts, CSV format, and Apple Contacts, VCF format. CSV files can also be created by programs like Microsoft Excel, with names in one column and phone numbers in the other. Your In Your Pocket will be updated with the new contacts overnight. However, you can make it refresh sooner by turning the handset off for 2 hours. To determine your customer portal login and password, just say, "What's my portal login?" You will be given your username and a password that will last for 1 hour to portal.inyourpocket.net. We recommend you update your password to a new permanent one once logged in. We hope you will enjoy this feature. If you would like more information, please ring 333-772-7708 or email helpline at inyourpocket.net. All the best from the In Your Pocket team.
So that's
what
the kind
do you want to do now?
That's the kind
Next,
of thing you get.
Delete, list, or read.
That's the kind of thing you get when you get updates to In Your Pocket. I think that's quite good, really.
I do.
Yeah. So you know what new features are straight away. You don't have to go looking for them and things like that. Pretty good. Anyway, all this to say that we are a kind of indirect reseller. We're kind of what they call an ambassador for In Your Pocket, which means that we don't directly sell it. But if you mention Computer Room Services, and I really hope you do if you decide to buy it, then we get a small kickback for it. So the idea is that you can ring In Your Pocket yourself and mention Computer Room Services, or you can contact us, which is the kind of preferred way to do it if you want us to handle it. And what we do then is we contact In Your Pocket and we have somebody ring you back on, you know, from In Your Pocket to arrange the contract. And if you buy it and you mention Computer Room Services or it comes from us, then we get a small kickback for that. So we would appreciate it if anyone from this demo wants the In Your Pocket device. Just mention that you heard about it on the Our Place podcast from Computer Room Services, and that would be great. The costs are £22 a month for 2 years, or £528 for a complete buyout, which is the phone and the SIM card, and the contract is yours for the next 2 years. After that, I'm not quite sure what happens, whether you keep the phone or you give it back or whatever, but because I haven't read the full contract yet. That's the In Your Pocket. What do you think, Ange?
Well, yeah, I think that's good. The thing puzzles me is when you did that phone number again, your one, it didn't say 38. It said 3, read it properly.
38, yes, it did.
So I don't really
We're not quite sure in what situations it tries to read it with words or, you know, digits, but it seems to have a mind of its own, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like old tech, really, isn't it?
I imagine after the 2 years, you can do it through Wi-Fi if you don't want...
Yeah.
Can't you?
Ooh.
That's nobody you know.
That's nobody I know, no. Sorry, the reason I have my mobile phone down here as well is so that I could show what happens when we get a text, so you could hear a text coming in from my In Your Pocket device to my mobile phone, so that's why I've got it. No, that sounds a bit like marketing, which I can well do with.
Definitely don't want that on a Saturday. No.
There we are. Let's see if they leave a message. I bet they don't.
No, I'm sure they won't.
Another number for me to block. Okay. So there we are. That's in your pocket device. The last thing to show you is when you power it off, it's got a very interesting thing. You hold down the power button and you hear this.
I am powering off now. Press the talk button during the beeps to cancel.
So while those five beeps are going, you can cancel the power off. And now it's gone. So that's what you get. When there's a software update, I've never again known a phone quite so slick. It doesn't ask you if you want to update it. It doesn't want to ask you if you want to install it. It doesn't ask you if you want to download it. It just says, please wait. A new piece of software is being installed. A new update is being installed to improve functionality. And then after about a minute or two, it comes back on and gives you the message about the user guide. So there we are. That's the in-your-pocket device. And that's the phone function of in-your-pocket. As I say, it's not perfect yet. It's not perfect by any means. But it's coming. It's coming. I think the fact you can add contacts with your voice is pretty good, isn't it? And things like that. You can do that with MiniVision. You can say create contact and then it'll ask you for the name and so on as well. So I guess MiniVision is the other one. The smart and the Capsys MiniVision is the other one that will let you do that too. But it does seem a bit easier with the in your pocket, because you can say create contact or add contact Steve 01438742286 all in one string, or you can have it prompt you for the different bits of information, which is quite interesting. Anyway, I'm getting a bit croaky, so it's probably nearly time for us to finish, isn't it?
I was in before we was interrupted. I was by the phone call. I was talking about what happens at the end of this contract. I suppose if you want to carry on with their service, I was going to say you can use your Wi-Fi, but I'm assuming actually if you want to carry on with the service, you may have to take out another contract, because the money's got to come from somewhere, isn't it?
Not only that, you probably lose access to the newsagent stuff and the talking book stuff and things like that. Somebody has to pay for all that. So,
but at least then after 2 years, if it's no good to you, if it really isn't your thing after that, then...
And also, if you take out a new contract, they'd probably give you a new phone, because they'd probably have a much more up-to-date phone to do all that stuff as well.
That's quite probable, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's another...
We don't really know.
We don't really know at this point. It
seems to know, really, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So I did push it a bit with that demo, you know, adding a contract and contact and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to see it where it fails. And, you know, rather than me doing a tidy recording, I think that was a way to do it, wasn't it, Ange? Yes. Don't you think?
Yes.
You know. So that's that. As I say, I don't think we've got anything else to say, have we, Ange?
Well, I can't think of anything.
So it just remains for me to give you the contact details. Is ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info, where you can find out all the information. You can read the show notes, download the episodes, subscribe, as ever. And, of course, there will be a link to inyourpocket.net in the show notes, so you can go and find out all about it there, download the user guide and all kinds of things. I think that's all of the contact details. Don't forget, you can listen to us by phone if you want to, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services. And the phone number is on the ourplace-podcast.info website. You can find the phone number there. And you can listen even without an internet connection. How about that? And it's clever as well, because if you don't block your phone number, it will resume where you left off if you have to come away from the phone call. So you can even set an automatic bookmark by just hanging up the phone. So I hope you've all enjoyed this Easter weekend podcast. And I'd like to say thanks for listening. As ever, I'll say cheerio.
Yeah, and bye from me, and hope everyone who is having a long weekend and hasn't got to work or anything, I hope you're all enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. We're certainly enjoying it. So I shall go up and do a bit of work now to upload the podcast, or later this afternoon anyway. So with that, I shall say cheerio, and we will see you next time.